I just want to vent. I just want to vent about something. I got to figure out some way to make music about it, I guess. Maybe later. I don't know if I will or not. But right now, I'm just going to vent for a minute. I'm on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter. But I'm looking at Twitter. And I'm looking at Jacob Collier's recent tweet. And it's like, here's my world tour fam. And it's just a whole bunch of dudes. Like, it was like 10 dudes. And that's fucking, it's driving me insane. What is up with the fact that there's like no women involved in any of, I mean, I know they are somewhere, but like, I just never run into women involved in jazz or like the scene that I'm constantly interested in. There aren't any women in it, like at all. And I don't understand it. Like when I go, my first ever Mark concert, I don't know what I was thinking I was going to see, but it was just a shit ton of bros. I mean, they weren't even like cool. Like they weren't even, I wasn't even around like a bunch of people who were kind of understanding of what he was doing. A lot of them, I think, legit thought that what he was doing was like, they didn't see the parody in it. And they, you know, when he's like, I want to, you know, murder you. It's just extreme ridiculousness, right? It's like a artistic exercise in freedom. But some of these dudes, I feel like, were like, yes, I do want to murder, you know? And they were all drunk and insane, and they, I mean, maybe this is why, maybe I'm explaining why women aren't involved, I guess. Because I ended up getting injured pretty badly at that concert. I was at the front of the pack, and at the front near the stage, and they bum rushed the stage at one point, and the stage was really little, like really little, probably the littlest stage I've ever seen in any venue ever. Like it was, I mean, maybe 10 feet by 4 feet. I mean, it was insane. Like, I don't know how he even fit his shit on it, but they bum rushed it, and they, I got run over and I landed on glass and I got cut up pretty bad. I bled all over everything on that stage. I still have a scar from that. And, but I was surprised because, like, the only women that were there were women that were obviously dragged there by their boyfriends for the most part. And the same thing when he has his call-ins and stuff. It's only men who are calling in, and occasionally a woman will call in if she is also on the line with her boyfriend or her husband or something. And, but it's like every time I'm at any sort of music, the kind of music that I'm interested, like improvisational, risk-taking, jazz and hip-hop, and like I just don't see women there, and it drives me crazy because I don't understand why I don't see that, and I don't know what that means, and I don't know what that means for me or what that means about the scene itself or what, because in the comedy scene you also you see women, but one of the reasons you don't see women there is because you have to put up with so much shit, obviously. I should know that. And it made me not want to be anywhere near the comedy scene, and I still feel that way. I really hope that I don't end up feeling that way about the music scene. I mean, it's like I have to make my own scene to some extent, and I feel like I can be safer than I've been before because I know better now about certain things, and I don't know, but it makes me nervous a little bit. It makes me angry for sure. I don't understand why women are missing in action from this stuff, and because it's so much fun, and I hate that women aren't participating. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, we're also conditioned to button up and fly right, you know, more than men are, I think. And jazz and improvisation, that stuff is risk-taking, right? You're breaking rules and you're trying new things. And I think that's celebrated for men, and it's seen as really threatening among women. And women don't want to be threatening, you know, like, for the most part. And I understand that, but I don't know. Something I think about right now a lot. I'm trying to figure out what that means. If there's some way that I can help, you know? Like, how can I make that scene more available or accessible for women to play in, to play with? Can I open that door somehow? You know, one of the people I admire the most locally is a woman named Erin, E-R-I-N, Erin Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. You can Google her. She's absolutely a brilliant ambassador for women in comedy. She saw all the shit that was going on in the comedy community in the Raleigh area and was just like, you know what? Instead of trying to fight to make this space safer, we're just going to make a space that's safe, that's our own. And she started Eyes Up Here Comedy Showcase, and it just has blossomed into this unbelievable, wonderful, powerful thing in the community for women to be able to do stand-up and to create things in an environment where they know that they don't have to get choked by 5 million dudes' dicks in order to do it. There's no gatekeeper that's gonna fuck with you. It's just her, and she is like unbelievably open and affirming and loving for people. And is there something I could do that could open up women to wanting to participate and play with this kind of stuff, you know, with jazz and music and improv, with hip hop, with mixing, with anything. I just don't know if I even noticed it before because I was having so much fun, but I've just started to notice it lately that, like, I'm the only lady around here. Like, what is that? Why is that? I don't want that to happen because it's such a joy. I want everyone to experience how fun it is to play, right? To just play. And it's so healing and powerful and transformative and therapeutic. And I wanna figure out what is up with this. All right. Anyway, there's some thoughts for you on Thursday, July the 11th, 2019. I hope I look back someday at this and say, like, hell yeah, you figured it out. Look at all these amazing women kicking ass and having fun and breaking down walls and all that. Okay. What am I even listening to right now? Jill Scott? Perfect. See what the radio is trying to tell me today.
So what do you think? Call DL now. 1-877-242-2426. That's 1-877-242-2426. It's the DL Hughley Show.